My friends, good morning. Hope you all had a wonderful weekend. This is Elliot Lane, hosts of Benzinga. Hosts? Are there multiple of me? I might be a schizo. I am the host of Benzinga's Cannabis Daily. It's a Monday, y'all. I need some more coffee. Thank you for tuning in. Thrilled to be able to dive into the daily cannabis insights and news for you. We have a good bit starting. A lot happened in the world this weekend. We finally have a Speaker of the House. Love him or hate him. At least we have that. But we are here to talk about cannabis. Ironically, after a very negative end to the year, seems to be having a bit of a rally. So let's dive in. Tilray, NASDAQ-listed TLRY, reports their second quarter earnings. Their revenue declines 7% year-over-year to $144.1 million U.S. dollars. Their gross profit did rise 22% to $40.1 million, and their adjusted EBITDA of $11.7 million is down 15%. So in terms of performance for sales and increasing cannabis consumers and loyalty and all that, seems that's not going great. However, the cost-cutting structure that they are implementing is going very well, and their alcohol sales are actually going well as too. So there are different things to look at when you look at Tilray earnings, to be negative, to be positive. Overall, you want to see this rise or at least stay flat. So that is somewhat concerning. However, they are having success in terms of increasing the strength of their balance sheet. So we'll see how this continues on throughout the year. Chalice Brands, CHALF, on the OTC is being sued by several of its product vendors for lack of payment. They buy flower and product from around 20 cannabis farmers in Oregon. These are, I mean, for lack of a better term, mom and pop shops, however they are actual cannabis suppliers and companies on the wholesale side specifically. Chalice is one of the largest cannabis operators in the state. So they are being chased by many of their vendors for payment. I'm not going to lie, this is something that is very prevalent in the cannabis industry, is invoices not getting paid. If this industry is to grow up, that is one thing that must change. Cantor Fitzgerald analyst Pablo Zwanich offers a note on the M&A between Cresco Labs and Columbia Care, that is CRLBF and CCHWF. If the acquisition closed today, Columbia Care shareholders could see a 35% upside. That is pretty large. There is minimal probability of either company walking away. Right now, they are going through a lot of sales of assets from Columbia Care to P. Diddy's company. They are deciding what they want to do in Florida, how much they're selling New York for, and then, of course, they have to decide on a final price for Cresco. So that seems to be the deliberation currently. However, it does seem like it will go through. Wisconsin Republican State Senate Majority Leader says his caucus is close to supporting medical cannabis legalization. I really think this state might be one of the first to fall next out. Outside of Minnesota, of course, as it does seem like both parties are finally aligning. Illinois' recreational cannabis sales see a new monthly record in December of $143.9 million. 2022 cannabis sales of $1.5 billion are up 12% over 2021 in the state. And Maine, adult use cannabis sales nearly double in 2022. So we are seeing some positive movement when it comes to state markets. Per New Cannabis Ventures, their global cannabis stock index rallied 3.4% thus far in 2023. That is pretty solid news. It outperformed the start to 2021. It also outperformed the S&P 500's 2023 start, which was around 1.9%. Alan Brockstein does proclaim two worries. The gain took place on substantially light trading volume, and the main ETF being invested in, which is Advisor Shares MSOS, is focused on tier one operators. And as we know, Alan Brockstein and NCV is really not currently, I would say, a fan of the tier one operators. He tends to venture towards tier two. So follow him for more. He has an app. We also cover a lot of his news here. But him, Pablo Zwanich, actually differ pretty heavily on which stocks they see outperforming others. Delta 9, DLTNF on the OTC, charts a path to becoming cash flow positive this year. And Hexo, HEXO on the NASDAQ, launches five new strains. Read about that on Benzinga.com/ cannabis. If I'm looking at stocks to watch today, I'm going to keep an eye on Tilray. I'm not going to lie, I don't see that panning out positively for them today. But that being said, as an outside perspective, I really don't think that they should try or that they should plummet today. Sorry. MSOS, I'm always looking at. And then, of course, keep an eye on those tier ones, CRLDF, CCHWF, and on benzinga.com/cannabis throughout the day. That's it, y'all. Have a wonderful start to your week. Conquer this Monday like you've never conquered a Monday before. Get pumped. Get excited. We will see you all again tomorrow morning. Hey, investors. Thanks so much for tuning in to Benzinga's Cannabis Daily Stock Picks and News Podcast every day pre-market. Once again, this is not financial advice. Please do your own research. We hope we bring you the best and most efficient news for your investing. Continue to find us on benzinga.com/cannabis, benzinga.com/podcasts, or on YouTube on Benzinga's channel.